It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Every weekday at this time, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and directed by Max Hutto. Fibber and Molly will be with you in a minute.
Acid indigestion, that's the time for Tums.
Always keep them handy, always carry Tums.
What's the use of counting sheep?
Take some Tums and get to sleep.
Buy some Tums.
Try some Tums.
Tums.
Yes, what is the use of counting sheep when it may be too much stomach acid that's keeping you awake? It's a fact that even without your knowing it, excess stomach acid can cause sleeplessness. And it's also a fact that Tums do a record-fast job of neutralizing that excess acid. So eat one or two Tums as a nightcap. See if you don't fall asleep more quickly. For quick, on-the-spot relief of acid indigestion, heartburn, and sour stomach, keep a roll of Tums handy always. Only 10 cents a roll.
Suffering from heartburn?
Spend a dime for Tums.
Get on-the-spot relief with T-U-M-S, Tums.
When Mrs. McGee leaves Mr. McGee alone for an afternoon, she's usually prepared for the worst on her return. But the old boy's really got her confused this time because she's just come in the door to find him straightening up. Repeat, straightening up the living room.
You're doing what, McGee? Say that again.
I says I'm straightening up the living room, putting all my things where they belong. Just decided to neaten up the joint, that's all.
My goodness.
Since you left, I've been busier than a beaver with a bad tooth chewing down a hickory tree.
Now I've seen everything. What brought this on?
Nothing. I just saw the light, that's all. For years, you've been telling me it's a disgrace the way I scatter my stuff around, and I've been telling you that's the way I like it.
True.
Well, I don't like it that way anymore. Now on, my stuff goes where it ought to always have went instead of where in the first place it never should have.
Well, now that's good to hear, dearie. Hard to believe, but good to hear.
I mean it. I'm as earnest as Hemingway. After you went to your club meeting, I sat down to read a magazine and wounded myself on a pair of pliers I'd left in the chair.
Oh?
Yep, and then when I leapt up, I bumped the mantle and my bowling ball rolled off in it and hit me on the noggin. I just stood there moaning softly and saying to myself, McGee, Molly was right. You've been sloppy.
I wish I'd have been here to agree with you. What did you straighten out first, the knot on your head?
Nope, the bookcase. Take a gander at it.
Oh, for heaven's sake. It's got books in it.
Sure. There was plenty of room for books after I took my hip boots out of it.
I must say the books give a nicer effect.
Now when I want a book to read, I won't have to dig one out of the coal scuttle or reach up on top of the knock-knack shelf. I'll just stroll to the bookcase and there's all my favorites right
there. Yes.
Just look at them there. Tom Swift and his atomic saxophone. Five Little Peppers and How They Grew Warts. The Rover Boys and the YWCA. All of them.
Truly a library any man could be proud of.
You betcha. Well, let me see now. What'll I do next? Oh, here's my old fishing hat hanging on the floor lamp. Where does that belong?
In the incinerator.
Oh, no, that isn't that bad. There's still plenty of wear left in this old hat. I'll put it on the hat rack in the hall. And the next thing I'm going to do is gather up my tools, I guess, that I got spread around.
Where'll you put them?
In my tool chest.
In your tool chest? And disturb your seashell collection?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about my seashells. Wonder where I ought to put the seashells.
Back in the sea.
Okay, never mind the snide suggestions. I'll work it out. I'm going to have this place so neat that you won't...
Come in. Well, hello, Dr. Gamble.
Good afternoon, my dear. Mm. And a disgusted glance in your direction, Possum Puss.
Hi, Turtle Tummy.
What's all the bustling activity? Lose a nickel someplace around the house?
No, I didn't lose a nickel someplace around the house. I'm cleaning up the living room, that's all. Stand aside, stand
aside. Sadly, I just stopped into huge... You're doing what?
I'm cleaning up the living room, Bulge Bottom. You heard me.
Oh, stop it. The only thing you ever cleaned up in your tiresome little life was a triple order of spare ribs at the last Elk's barbecue.
Well, himself has turned over a new leaf, Doctor. From now on, he's going to be neat and tidy.
Well, it's a nice optimistic thought, Molly, but he'll never make it. He's got about as much chance of learning to be neat at this late date as I have of learning to do my appendectomies left-handed.
You always have done 'em left-handed, you big refugee from a packing house. The scar you left when you took mine out starts behind my ear.
Oh, McGee, that isn't so.
He knows it.
Well, I don't want any cracks about neatness from a guy that the inside of that satchel of his looks like he rolled down 3 flights of stairs with it.
Touché. Let's change the subject, kids. That hurt.
I'm ready.
Incidentally, the reason I stopped by was to see if you have any plans for tonight, McGee.
Me? Tonight?
No, he hasn't, Doctor.
Oh, good. A patient of mine gave me 2 ringside seats for the boxing matches.
Oh,
and I...
swell. Well, I'm your boy, Fatso. I got nothing planned for tonight at all.
Good. Then I know you won't mind lending me your car.
Huh?
I'm taking Miss Cuddleson to the fights, and my car's in the shop.
What?
You're a sweet, generous lad, and I'll pick the car up at 7. So long, Molly.
Bye.
Why, of all the crust, that guy is the top.
There's more fun with the McGees shortly. If you're between the ages of 18 and 55, there's a job open for you in the nursing profession. Although there are more nurses active in the profession today than ever before, the demand continues to outstrip the supply. Right now, the National Association of Practical Nurse Education could employ an additional 60,000 practical nurses a year. Hospital and health facilities are continuing to expand. As a result, countless opportunities are open to the woman who becomes a professional or practical nurse. Older women particularly are finding the profession of practical nursing highly rewarding as a career. To qualify as a student in professional nursing, you must be a high school graduate or college student in good health. For practical nursing, an elementary school or high school graduate, depending on age. If you're interested in the security of a well-paying, honorable profession, write to Nursing Careers, care of your local postmaster, or inquire at your nearest school of nursing or hospital.
How's it coming, McGee?
Okay. I'll have this room looking neater than a new nurse in another hour or so.
Looks to me like you've bogged down a little.
Hmm?
All you've done for the last 10 minutes is stand there with a small piece of lead pipe in your hand and a faraway look on your face.
Well, that's on account of I got a big decision to make. I don't know whether to put this piece of lead pipe with the tools or the sporting equipment.
May I say clearly and distinctly that I don't get it?
Well, it's very simple. Sometimes I use this piece of pipe for tools, you know, like to hammer a nail in the wall. See?
Yeah.
And other times I use it for sport.
A lead pipe for sport?
Yep.
What sport? Street fighting? Or just some quiet back alley blackjacking?
No. Like if I'm playing golf with Doc Gamble and I got a long putt to make, I take my piece of pipe out of my pocket and drop it on his toe, and while he's busy jumping around, I ease my ball closer to the cup.
Put it with the sports equipment.
Good.
That's the sportiest trick I ever heard of.
Okay.
Now, I'll go out and get dinner started. You just keep up the good work.
Okay, Molly. Ah, there goes the good kid. All these years I've been leaving my stuff lay around, but not one time did she tell me to clean it up. No, sir. Not one time. Closer to 1,000 times. Near as I can figure. Well, hi, George, from now on I'm going to have my stuff...
Hi, mister.
Hi, Teeny. Why don't you ring the doorbell?
Because I'm inside and it's outside, mister.
Well, what I meant was...
It'd be pretty silly to go outside and ring the bell to get in when I'm already inside. Wouldn't it, huh?
Okay, never mind. Careful you don't fall over none of that stuff there.
Why is everything piled up on the floor, mister? Why is it piled, huh? Up, huh?
Because I'm cleaning the house up so it'll look tidy, that's why.
My mama does that every day, I betcha.
Well, good for her.
She sweeps the floor so much that it makes her head sore, and then she mops.
Whoops. Wait a minute. Sweeping makes her head sore?
Sure.
Ah.
She was sweeping the floor yesterday, and my daddy said, "Do you have to sweep while I'm reading the paper?" And she said, "Oh, I don't know how I can live with such a sore head."
Yeah, I guess that sweeping is real tough. You better run along now, Teeny, and let me finish up here.
Okay, mister. It's time for me to meet Willie Toops anyhow. We're going to play Droop the Handkerchief.
Don't you mean drop the handkerchief?
No, I don't, I betcha. We sneak up behind a man who's got a handkerchief in his back pocket, and we pull it out until it droops down to his knees.
Ooh.
Droop the handkerchief. So long, mister.
That looked like a shirt tail. Well, I'll get finished up here and show Molly what a real neat house looks like. Boy, oh boy, she'll be tickled quicker than a bashful girl on a hayride. I ought to know, too, because I've been on hayrides. Hey, Molly, would you come in here a minute?
Coming, dearie. You wanted me for something?
Yep. Job's done. I want you to cast your astonished eyes on the finished product. The house, beautiful, as made that way by F. McGee. Just look around you, Tootsie.
McGee, I don't know what to say. It's so different.
You betcha. On account of I was a slob, this place used to look like a mare's nest that no self-respecting mare would bring up her cold in it. But no more. Now it's neat and tidy and as spotless as a leopard turned wrong side out. Ain't you proud of me?
Why, of course I am.
Well, you don't sound very tickled. My gosh, I thought you'd leap up and down, whoop and holler, and maybe bake me a hot apple pie or something.
Oh, I am pleased, dearie.
Well, good.
It's beautiful. Just lovely.
Hey, what's wrong, Molly? What you bawling about?
I can't help it, me.
Huh?
I know you worked hard, and I appreciate it.
Ooh.
Everything is in perfect order. But it's just not my own dear little home anymore.
You ain't happy with it now?
Makes me feel like a stranger. I'm just not used to it this way.
Well, if that's the trouble, that's a cinch to fix. We'll put it back the way it was.
Yeah, but you made such an effort, McGee.
Forget it, kiddo, forget it. You're the boss around here. I'll get my rubber books and stick them back in the bookcase.
And I'll put your stilts and wrench on top of the radio.
Oh, good. And I'll hang my old fishing hat on the floor lamp.
Oh, there's no place like home.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. Tomorrow night, it's quiz fun with Spend a Million. Spend a Million is the question and answer game with an unusual theme. Contestants have to get rid of $1 million in a hurry. Of course, the million isn't real, but the laughs are. And Quizmaster Joey Adams keeps them coming at a rapid pace. You may not know the answers, but you'll have fun anyway. So listen tomorrow to Joey Adams on Spend a Million. And now, let's take a brief look into the future. Next month, to be exact. Because in September, you'll hear the biggest Tuesday night in radio here on NBC. The Tuesday night lineup reads like this. Lux Radio Theater, radio's greatest dramatic show. Dragnet, the documented account of your police force in action. People Are Funny, starring Art Linkletter. The Great Gildersleeve, that wonderful water commissioner, and his nephew, the mischievous Leroy. And, of course, our own lovable McGee's, Fibber and Molly. It's the biggest Tuesday night in radio coming in September.
Had an interesting conversation with Mort Toops a while ago. Tell me about a friend of his.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. Says the guy's got a piece of land out at the edge of town and they got pure gasoline coming right out of the ground.
My goodness, oil well, huh?
Nope, filling station. That's Mort Toops' joke.
Give it back.
Okay. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. This is John Wall inviting you to peek in on Mr. McGee and his big transaction at the bank tomorrow on Fibber, McGee, and Molly.